Welcome back to the Next Door Podcast. I am Bestie Next Door, and I'm like your Bestie Next Door. If you like your tea to be extra, extra sweet, then this place is not for you, because we like our tea to be sweet and bitter. Sweet enough that it goes down, bitter enough to wake us up. Now, guys, I said that I was going to take a two-month break posting episodes because I felt like I have a lot going on that I'm doing. I'm working on a lot of different projects, but I think that it's easier for me to produce more audio content, and I have so much things to say, and a lot of things are happening. I just don't want to miss the momentum and information to pass down, you know, to share with you guys. And, you know, I don't want to forget. So I'm like, you know what? Like, I was in the car, I was driving, went to the gym. I was like, it's calling me to do this audio. So I'm going to continue doing audio. But it's going to be hard for me to do the full visual episodes because, again, I'm the only one doing it myself. I'm the one that edits. I'm the one that set up. I'm the one that dress myself. I'm the one that do my makeup. So it's just a lot to commit at right now. And I'm also thinking about changing the gear of the visual aspect of the whole long form episode thing. So I'm trying to change that whole aspect, like the setup, things like that. So it's a lot going on. You guys know something really traumatic happened about a month ago. And, you know, it's just, I want to just get myself back. I mean, I'm not hurt. I'm not sad. I'm not grieving anything. So it's not like, oh, I'm sad or anything. It's just that I'm really working on a lot of different projects, and I need to focus. I'm the type of person that, you know, I always try to spread myself so thin and do different things at one time. But, you know, I'm trying to learn how to, like, put my full energy in one thing. And, you know, when I finish that, move on to the next thing. I think that everybody should be doing that. I've noticed that, you know, when I try to do too many things at once, I lack in certain places, you know. And me being aware of that, I'm like, you know, I need to just do better, you know. I hope you guys are feeling good. I hope, you know, so far you guys are motivated and, you know, achieving the goals that you set out for this 2024. 2024 has been a little bit ratchet. We all know it's been ratchet. You know, the energy around it has just kind of been, you know, I don't even want to claim that toxic energy. But today I want to talk about this. I want to talk about what is happening in society and the agenda that's being pushed on all of us in our generation. If you think about like 2016, 2015, it feels like the air was so refreshing. Everybody was getting money. The energy was just positive. Everything was just flowing so well. And now it just seems like it's just this toxic energy that's just around. I feel like, before I even get into what called me to talk about this, I want to say this. I've noticed that a lot of people rather listen to the bad things that happen to you than the good things. Like, people just thrive on hearing negative stuff. I feel like when you share good news, it's like, oh, okay, that's nice. But when you, like, share bad news, it's like, oh, I want all the full details. I want all the juice. Like, what's happening? And, you know, it's just kind of like people feed off of negative energy nowadays. People feed off the negativity. If you think about social media and, you know, just in as a whole, like, the negative press seems to get more push than the positive press. Like, for example, an artist or an influencer could have literally donated $1 million to an organization. They're not going to talk about that, but they're going to talk about the negative side, which would be like, oh, this person has a sex tape, or this person raped this person, or this person just robbed this person. A whole bunch of negativity. And it just shows with, I don't know if you guys seen this trend on TikTok where they talk about, oh, things that can't, it's like a safe place for, like, just things that you can now admit or something like that. And one thing that stood out to me was one person said that now that we're being safe, as a Black person, you now realize that Candace Owens is actually speaking facts. Because I actually do listen to her too, and she does speak facts. But you know, the thing is that media has a way of portraying people. And I think that when the media portrays you to be one way, that's how the collective portray that person, and you get easily influenced. And I really want to say this to you guys, and I am called to tell you guys this. I really feel like you guys need to pray. Prayer is really, really important, especially in times like this. We really need to pray. And I know most of you may wonder, oh my God, how can Bestie get through what she just went through and just be okay and act like nothing is wrong? Prayer. God. I'm a very spiritual person, very extremely spiritual. I know how to analyze situations. And when negative things happen to me, I don't look at it like, oh my God, it happened to me. Why me? I don't look at it like that. I always look at negative things as a lesson. And what is the message behind it? Because yes, as you guys know, I was pregnant. I had a stillbirth. Yes. what is the message behind the stillbirth? That's how I look at it. That's why I'm not so grieving. I'm not like a sad or, oh my God, you know, I'm not putting up a front. This is how I really am in life, in real life. People who know me, my friends who know me in real life know that when I grieve something, I always grieve in a way of, what is the lesson? There's always a spiritual reason behind things happening. And I want you to always look at everything that's happening in your life right now. What is the reason behind it? Don't look at it like, ah, why me? Or, oh, everything is just going bad. Look at the reason behind it, because the reason behind why something negative is happening to you is the answer to how you can solve it. And I'm going to give that, let me just say that again. The reason behind something negative happening to you is the answer to solve it. You need to understand that there is good and there's bad. Some people may be atheists, but they don't believe in God at all. They don't even believe. They're like, oh, there's so many gods. No, there's one God, right? And the relationship you have with God is what determines how far you get in life. And if you look at all the successful people, I'm talking about the highly successful people, they all have a relationship with God. God in success is really important, because even though we feel like we can get to where we want to get to in life with just working hard and determination, you need that push. And that push is that spiritual side of you. You know how they say, oh, manifesting, oh, the universe and energies, it's all the same thing, but just worded differently. It's all the same thing. If you are not spiritually aligned, you will not get there. It doesn't matter how hard you work. It doesn't matter how dedicated you are. If you are not strong spiritually, you will never get there. And sometimes you may feel like, oh, I want this thing so bad. Why am I not receiving this? Like, let's say, for example, you started a business, or maybe you're an artist, you're a recording artist, or you're a model. You may feel like, oh my God, but I'm working so hard. Sometimes it's because it's for your own good. You know, at one point, let me just give you guys a backstory about me. So you guys kind of know me. You guys know me, but let me just give you a backstory. When I was like in my early 20s, when I was like in high school, I always had this dream of being like really, really popular. I always said to my friends, like, oh, one of us got to be famous. One of us got to make it. One of us got to do. We got to just, like, I've always been in the entertainment industry. I've always been fascinated with it. You know, as a kid, my father used to record me a lot. My father used to like just video me. I literally have videotapes at my mom's house, cassettes of me as a kid, like all my parties, random moments. I literally had that. So like when you kind of see me, like who I am today, it kind of makes sense because it ties back to my childhood and me even doing this whole podcasting and just talking to you guys. This is something I've been doing for a long time. It's not something I just came up with. It's something that I've been trained to do, because I had a whole nother YouTube channel that I was doing, but it was just like so off random stuff. But after I had a traumatic experience, you know, you guys know I have a lot of things that happen, and how I still stand strong, I swear it's just God. But it called me to TikTok, and I've always wanted to do the podcast. And I was like, yo, I literally have from my memories where I was like, how do I start a podcast? And can I do a podcast by myself? And look, here I am doing it. Anyway, back to the point that I was trying to make. High school, I was in like, I did like a talent show, you know, things like that. I went to Abraham Lincoln. For those who don't know, Abraham Lincoln in Brooklyn, New York. I'm from Brooklyn. You guys know I'm from Brooklyn. Yes, I went to Abraham Lincoln in Brooklyn, New York. So we did like a whole talent show. Like, I've always been just like into the whole, I just knew that that was my calling. My mother, you know, my mother is Nigerian. And if you know, if you're Nigerian, you know how Nigerian parents are. They want you to be either a doctor or a nurse. A doctor or a lawyer. You had to be in health or criminal. That's it. They didn't really see the whole, you know, idea behind entertainment. Like, what there's that, they'll be like, what is that? Which one is, oh, you want to sing? And my friend, come and go to school for 10 years and come be a lawyer. My friend, come and be a doctor. That's where the money is. Not saying that there's no money in that, but that's just the idea that, you know, us Africans, you know, they push that on us. Education. Education is good, but it's not for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, being a doctor and being a lawyer, if it's not your calling in your heart, you're not going to really feel fulfilled doing it. And they just didn't understand that. But now, us in our new generation as Nigerians, we are like breaking that, you know, breaking that, that, oh, we have to be a doctor or we have to be a lawyer to be successful. We're now breaking that. This new generation, us millennials now, we're breaking that. And now our parents are starting to see like, oh, there's social media. Oh, you can do this or you can do that. Because remember, there are times our parents, even if you're not African, just wherever you're from, our parents didn't have social media. They, you know, they didn't have that. So it's hard to explain to them when you're trying to do certain things that this is what's happening now. They don't understand the times now. They're trying to understand the times now because now they're all talking on Facebook. But yeah. So anyways, you know, I was a recording artist at one point, and you could probably see it on YouTube. If you Google Ava Venus, you'll see like one of my old videos and stuff like that. And I really wanted to be in the entertainment industry. And I remember in like 2016, 2015, I used to go to all these industry parties. I had this one promoter that would like connect me to like go to these parties and stuff like that. African promoter too. All the parties in the city, the VIP room. If you're from New York, you know the VIP room. I don't know if they still have it. You know, One Oak, all these parties where these celebrities like used to be, and I used to get really close to them, like, you know, just be around the energy. And I know, like, you know, there's the club and then there's the after party. The club and the after party. The after party is where the real party is, because now it's not like the public, it's only exclusive people that can be in that environment. So of course they're already assuming that if you're in there, you know somebody that's from there. You're not gonna, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to blab off the mouth, you know, you're not, you know, you connected, you're in the circle. And being in the circle, you just start to realize, I'm very sensitive to energy. That's why I don't like being around anyone. I really don't like being around anyone. If you know me in person, I'm really mostly by myself most of the time. I'm always either by myself. I'm, well, with my dog Bougie. You guys know Bougie's always here. And yeah, I'm usually by myself, and I do like socializing, but I'm not the type of person that like to have different friend groups where I just like to be with anyone. No, even my friends know there's times where I need to just be to myself. That's just who I am. That's just me. So, in these parties, you just start to see, like, you know, girls doing coke, they're doing coke, everyone's having sex. It's literally like that. And I'm not lying to you. It's the truth. And now that I think about it, now that I'm like more older and more matured, because a lot of people nowadays, everybody's like, oh, I want to be an artist. Everybody wants to be a recording artist, but they don't understand the sacrifices you have to make. There's a lot of sacrifices it's not about the hard work. You know, again, like I mentioned before, hard work will get you to where you want, but it's that spiritual aspect that gets you to that push. You know, there's some people that's called to be artists, and there's some people that's just, they want to be artists, but it's not their calling, right? So me, you know, let me tell you, I was a bartender. I worked in the nightlife, and it works hand in hand, because I'm working in nightlife and I have my music. I'm getting to know these DJs. I'm getting to know these promoters. I'm getting to know people. So it's going to help me in my music career, right? Because that's what I felt like I wanted to do. And to be honest with you, I still love music. I still like to write because I'm really just a good writer. I like writing. I like talking. But now that I'm older, I now see that, you know, that wasn't, yeah, that's what I like, you know, but that's not really my calling. Like, that's not what I'm supposed to do. Like, that's not what my purpose is. And now I see this is my purpose. My purpose is to teach. My purpose is to inform. My purpose is to share. That's my purpose, you know. And I've now looked back at it and I'm like, yo, God really saved me. I thought that, you know, why is he not picking me? All these people that are getting on, all they talk about is my pussy this, my pussy that, my this, that. I have more of a better, you know, well, why not me? But it's like, no, that's not why. I want you to do this. And it took years for me to understand that. Because some people feel like, oh, yeah, you just got to be consistent. You got to just keep going. Sometimes it's just that spiritual. It's just that I really don't want to discourage anyone from being an artist. Don't misconstrue what I'm saying. I'm just saying it from like a deeper level. I'm just going deep. Sometimes when something doesn't happen, when something that you want doesn't happen, it's really for your benefit. Because I can only imagine at that point in my life, I wasn't really as spiritual at all. I wasn't spiritual at all. I didn't believe in. To be honest with you, I was at a point that where I was questioning God, like, you're not even that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you was that, why I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Why is things not happening? Like, it's not happening. You know, I feel like it almost feels like suddenly your souls feel better because it's like that instant gratification where you now have money. You can now live the life you want. That's, you know, that's what it is. And at that point in my life, I was like, man, this is not even, you know, I'm about to just, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to sell out. I'm about to just start doing a whole bunch of crazy stuff. And I'm about to start doing coke with these girls. And I'm about to start, you know, sleeping around. But my spirit guides are too strong because it was like, look, if you go that route, it's going to be hard for you to come back. And, you know, I went through a traumatic time during that time where me and my mom wasn't on the best of terms. And, you know, I had no money. I was broke. So broke. And one thing about me that I love about myself is no matter what situation I go through, I always just keep going. I don't stop. And I remember I was like, you know what? What am I going to do? Like, I'm just here. Like, you know, and I was living in Brooklyn, you know, and sometimes your environment really do have a way of impacting you in a way that when you try to do things, you can't prevail. Like, it's hard to prevail. Like, for example, now, if I was still living with my mom in Brooklyn, I don't think I would have this platform. I don't think I would be doing these things because why? My environment is keeping me at this level where I can't prevail, you know? And, I want to say this. I know I'm kind of like bouncing around. I'm bouncing around because I'm just trying to like get my thoughts out and I don't want to forget important things. If you are currently in a place where you feel like you're trying your hardest to move forward and you can't move forward, you need to change your environment. Sometimes a change of environment will really give you a different perspective and allow you to get to the place that you want to get to. But sometimes when you're in the same environment and you're trying so hard to get to the next and you're not getting there, it can be the spirits around that environment that's not allowing you to prevail. We all have generational curses. We all have things that generations prior to us even existing tried to fight. And we don't know that. And the only way for you to break that curse or break that line, that lineage of repetition of, okay, well, this person in my family couldn't do this, so I can't do this, or is to expand, move around. All of us is chasing that financial success of having money and this and that. But are you really ready for the money you're asking for? You have to ask yourself that. Are you really ready for the things you're asking for? Some of you may say, oh, you know, I want more money. I want to start making six figures. I want to start doing this. I want to start doing that. If you was to have that opportunity right now, you'll be so surprised how you would lose it so quick and not be able to get it back. But preparation, patience is what gives you the money you're looking for so that you don't lose it. Because in the preparation, it's lessons you learn. There's so many things you learn. Like, for example, me doing this podcast, there's so many things that I've learned that I'm getting better at filming. I'm getting better. If you look at my old videos, you go on my YouTube, you'll see I was filming with like a Canon that I had from like 2018 to switching to like iPhone to now you see the quality in my videos. And then soon when I come back with my video production, you'll see the more clarity, like, oh wow, the setup is different. It's called growth, you know, and you have to appreciate the process in you becoming the person you want to become. And I'm going to get into the agenda of today. I just want to like give a little motivation. I want you guys to understand something. Whatever it is that you want, be patient, trust the process, and pay attention to the lessons that happen in between you now and you getting to where you want. The preparation, the in-between is what gives you the blueprint to sustain what it is you're looking for. All right, let's talk about today's agenda. Because that's what I even was called to do in the beginning. I don't know. You know, I just always do my little ramble. I just got sidetracked real quick because I'm like, my spirit is calling me to say certain things. So I'm just saying things that, you know, needs to be said. So now, if you look at today's society, right, it's so interesting how... This is why I tell you guys about being feminine and, you know, stepping in your femininity, being more, you know, in tune with your intuition and being more in tune with God and being more in tune with your spirit. Because in today's society, they're pushing the agenda of men to be women and women to be men. And I've said this on my previous episodes multiple times. I think I said this last year, but it's getting really, really bad. Really, really bad. They want to control us so bad. And if you are not aligned with your spirit, you're not going to be able to see it. You are going to be controlled. You're going to be manipulated any which way they want you to be manipulated, any which way. You see, if you notice now, they have this whole agenda thing where they're making the men be okay with, you know, wearing skirts, wearing dresses. And I think on Hollywood Unlocked, I saw this one post about this rapper JP, or I don't even know, this one guy, JP or something like that. And he was talking about picture went viral or something like that. And he was like, yeah, you know, just like how you want to F a bad bitch. I wanted to F him. So that's what happened. And I was reading the comments and I'm like, how can this guy feel so? I'm like, this generation is doomed. Because How can he come out saying that and feeling so confident, like, yeah, this is what I did and I don't care? And in the comments, they're like, oh, yeah, that's, we respect it because he's living in his truth. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And even, like, even girl to girl action, you know, now it seems like it's okay for a woman to kiss a woman. They're like, yeah, that's my bestie. We get drunk and we eat each other out. Women look down on men for being gay and having gay activities, but we need to start looking down on each other. You might feel offended. I'm not trying to offend you, because if you eating coochie, I'm not trying to offend you. But you also got to look at it like, you know how we as women look at it being disgusting for men to lay down with men? It should be disgusting for you to be laying down with a woman. You should also have that same, keep that same energy for your gender, is the point I'm making. And I'm not against gays. I don't have anything against your sexuality. I'm just saying it as it is. It needs to be said. There's nobody speaking the truth anymore. Nobody's speaking the truth. Everybody's just lying. Everybody's just lying. And I'm done with the lies. We have to be honest with ourselves. The same way we look at men, we need to start looking at ourselves the same way. You want a masculine man, you need to be a feminine woman. You need to respect how a masculine man operates. Because you know the thing is this too. This is what I started noticing, that when a masculine man takes a stand, they look at that man and say, oh, he's narcissistic, he's controlling, he's that. Pick your battle. Do you want a masculine man, or do you not want a masculine man at all? Being a masculine man is all about taking the stand, taking leadership, right? So if you really want a man to be masculine, a lot of women say, I want a masculine man, but do you really want one? Because it's like, you have to be okay with allowing a man to lead. You have to be okay with listening. A lot of times, a lot of women don't listen. And that is what's happening in today's society. Women are not listening anymore. You don't listen to a man. It's just like, oh no, get your own money, F that, leave him. And it's really going to affect the future, because in order for things to change, we need that masculine energy. We need it. We need men to be men, because they're the ones that they go to war. They're the ones that stand for what's not right. Listen, let me tell you something. A group of women coming together and yelling, oh my God, no, we need this law change, it's not going to change nothing. Absolutely not. If you think that if you gather 100 women and we start protesting and we start yelling, oh, this needs to change, this needs to change. If you think in your head that we can change stuff, we can't change a goddamn thing. The only person, the only gender that have the power to really change and really make a change is men. And they are attacking men. And we as women, we're allowing them to attack men, because we're also attacking them as well. They want the masculine energy outside of the homes, so that it's easier to manipulate the homes. You got to understand that. A lot of you, that some of you may have kids and you may not be with your baby father. That is the plan. Because you're easier to control. They want you to depend on them. And who's them? The government. Imagine, just think about this. This is crazy. I want to blow your head. When I think about these things, it blows my head. Do you know that currency, the money that we all go crazy for, the money that we're all looking for, the money that we all want, is a fiat currency? What is a fiat currency? It's backed by nothing. It's literally backed by nothing. It's just paper. Literally paper. So you and I, we're like trying to work hard for this paper. That means absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. People are dying for it. People are losing their life for it. People are selling their soul for something that means absolutely nothing. You know, when they say, oh, America's in debt. In debt to who? In debt to who? I'm looking around like, in debt to who? Because if we're printing the money, we're printing nothing. So how are we? And this is not just America. This is a global thing. A global thing in all countries. We're in debt. We're not having money, or inflation, blah, 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 blah. But who do we really owe? Who are we owing? Because if you think about it from a spiritual standpoint, God gave us everything we need, but we're paying for it. Like food, water, we're paying for it. So really, who do we owe money to? Who do we owe? You see, the higher ups, the governments have a way of controlling us, and they want to keep you locked in. You're constantly getting manipulated to behave like they want you to behave, just by what you consume. What are you consuming? Are you always watching, you know, the woman is a six-figure earner and she has to date this guy that doesn't have any money, and, you know, he's washing dishes and he's cleaning her panties? Are you watching things that are just so completely toxic? Like, you know, F man and F life. And, you know, I'm about to be smoking cigarettes and I'm gotta smoke. I gotta smoke. I used to be a heavy smoker. I used to smoke weed a lot, but now I don't even smoke weed. I don't even fancy it at all. I don't fancy it at all, because you know why? All those things have a way of controlling you. And you have to start understanding that you got to pick a side. You either want to be with them and be in the rat race, or you want to stand on your own and be strong and be a leader and be and move forward. Because the government does not have your best interests at heart. So don't ever think that, oh, they care about us. Oh, you know, that's why they're trying to make sure that they give us public assistance. If you guys hear squeaking in the background, it's my damn dog. My dog does the effing most, and I really want to go over there and snatch him up, but I don't want to lose my train of thought. So please bear with me. Nothing comes without a price. They don't care about us. They never cared. They never cared. And I want you to start going back to history, because history repeats itself, but a lot of people don't like to go back in history and do their research or take time. You're so consumed by what's happening now. Go back in time. They have the propaganda father. That's the way they control everyone. Propaganda with all the things they put in the commercial. I remember I was in a hotel, and I'm not a fan of TV like that. I'm not a fan of watching TV too much. I just, you know, sometimes I watch. I like to control what I watch. I like to watch YouTube, like, you know, where I can really, like, control what I watch. I turned on the TV, you know, on my vacation. Turned on the TV, and I was just looking at watch. I was like, you know, I'm going to watch TV for an hour or two. Just have it on. Every single commercial was all about healthcare. Like, they were trying to sell you this pill or is this... If you guys don't see what the hell is happening, I don't even need to say too much. But if you get it, you get it. It was so many commercials about healthcare and just, oh, you know, you can get this pill to help you with this and get this medication to help you with this. If you guys don't understand that, the healthcare is a $1 billion industry and they don't give a fuck about you. And whatever they do, they try to keep you hooked onto their drugs so they continuously make money. A lot of the food you're eating, garbage. Complete garbage. I'm telling you now, garbage. And I had to really understand that, yo, this is fucking garbage. You need to start watching what you consume, because what you consume is what is affecting your energy. Your eyes and your mouth is the vessel to your soul. If you're putting in garbage in your body, like all this processed frozen food, or I don't have time to cook, so I'm gonna just eat the frozen, I'm gonna just eat snacks and all these unhealthy snacks where it has so much syrups, sugars. I'm only gonna watch Love and Hip Hop or all this negative stuff or all these movies with it. Be careful what you watch. And I'm not saying I don't indulge in watching a little ratchet TV. There's nothing wrong. It's a balance. It's all about balance. I'm not going to sit here and make it seem like you have to be so strict on yourself. You have to be this. I'm not going to say that, because that's unrealistic. Balance. Ask yourself, when's the last time I prayed? When's the last time I sat down? And no, I'm not talking about pray and get up and just pray for 2 minutes and say, God, please, I want to be a millionaire, or God, please, I want this Benz and get up. When's the last time I really sat down quietly and quiet my mind and actually got on my knees, prayed? And I didn't pray, not just pray and stand up. I mean, pray and really, you know, sit silently for a few minutes just to see if you can hear anything. When's the last time you sat with your soul? When's the last time you looked yourself in your eyes in the mirror and stared? Can you look yourself in the mirror, in your eyes, and know who you are and be okay and not get scared? Because most people will not admit it. Sometimes you look at your body, but have you looked in your eyes and really not got scared at all and just, you know, this is me. This is who I am. I'm alive. I'm breathing. When's the last time you did that? When's the last time you questioned your existence, your purpose? What's the character you're supposed to play in your life? When's the last time you questioned that? Like, what's my character? Because everyone talks about, oh, it's written or it's a story. But what's the character you're supposed to play in your life? Because we all are a character in everyone's life, right? You're a character to somebody. You're a character to a guy. You're a character to your kids. You're a character to your parents. What is the character you're supposed to play? And what is your storyline? Have you thought about that? Or are you just living? Are you just, I wake up in the morning, I got to go to work, food for the kids, or I got to just figure it out. Ask yourself, what is your existence? Am I going to get out of this rat race, or am I going to continue? The physical being has a lot of temptations. And the more spiritually aligned you are, the more you're in tune with your intuition is, the more you're going to be able to see opportunities when they arise, and you're going to be able to see trouble when it arises. Are you truly aligned with who you are? Yeah, you may want this or you want that. But are you truly, truly aligned to receive what it is you're looking for? And guys, I'm going to leave you with that. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, thank you for listening.